KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:07, we have cloudy skies and 17 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be cloudy today with light snow or flurries and a high of 22. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate at Atlantic. Call 243-4100 for all of your real estate needs. In the news, the Atlantic City Council will meet this evening at 5:30 at City Hall, and during that meeting, Mayor Dave Jones will make an announcement regarding the Pledge of Allegiance. A public hearing will take place prior to the approval of the fiscal year 2021 maximum property tax dollars, the amount of which is unchanged from the February 5th Council meeting, and the calls for the total maximum levy for affected properties in the amount of $2,295,878, or an increase of in generated dollars of 2.71%. According to City Administrator John Lund, the maximum property tax dollars requested in the total maximum levy for affected tax levies in fiscal year 2021 represents greater than 102% of the maximum property tax dollars requested for the current fiscal year 2021. The total tax rate includes the voted general fund levy, debt service levy, and capital improvement levy. The council will then hold a public hearing on a proposal to enter into an obligation or general obligation solid waste management loan agreement, followed by action on passing a resolution for the same, along with the levy of taxes to pay for the loan. The Cass County Landfill, as we previously mentioned, has instituted a per capita fee of $12 per resident to be assessed annually. The city's share of the total amount of $85,344 is payable in four equal payments over the course of the fiscal year. The solid waste management resolution will be followed by a resolution setting the date for a public hearing on a proposal to enter into a general obligation refunding loan agreement and to borrow money thereunder in principal amounts not to exceed $2.25 million. Essentially, this would allow the city to refinance the remaining debt with a new short-term bond, resulting in an interest savings over the term of nearly $53,000. In other business, the Atlantic City Council this evening will discuss no parking on the north side of East 12th Street, which is a dead end located just east of the Heritage House. Parking is currently allowed on both sides of the street, which one property owner says obstructs the passage of standard vehicles through the street. There have also been concerns from the police chief and street superintendent with getting police, fire, and street department vehicles through that area. And finally, City Administrator John Lund tonight will present an overview of the fiscal year 2021 budget. Police in Creston report this morning 48-year-old Michael Williams of Creston was arrested Tuesday afternoon. Williams was taken into custody for violation of a protection order. He was being held in the Union County Jail while awaiting a bond hearing. The Harlan Police Department reports two recent arrests. Last Thursday, 43-year-old Alejandro Isidoro Hernandez of Harlan was arrested for domestic abuse assault and child endangerment. His initial court appearance was set for February 24th. And on February 11th, 38-year-old Matthew James Balcom of Harlan was arrested and charged with disorderly conduct. A man accused of pushing a co-worker off the top of a grain bin in southwest Iowa has been found in Mexico and returned to the U.S. The U.S. Marshals Service said in a news release Tuesday that Pedro Andrade was taken into custody outside of Medina, Mexico. He's been returned to jail in Houston awaiting his return to Iowa. Court documents as a co-worker survived his 60-foot fall October the 10th in Hamburg. He told an investigator that Andrade had found that Andrade's wife and that co-worker were having an affair. The Trevor Fredrickson Memorial, or Trevor Fredrickson Foundation, that is, reports applications are now being accepted for the 11th annual Trevor Fredrickson Memorial Scholarship. Applications may be obtained from the Atlantic High School Guidance Office or the Atlantic High School's website. Up to two $750 scholarships are available to those graduating from Atlantic High School in the spring of 2020. Applicants must plan to attend a college or vocational school, show improved involvement in school and or community activities, supply a copy of their college acceptance letter, two letters of reference along with their seven semester transcripts, and maintain academic achievement of 2.5 or better. The scholarships will be awarded at Atlantic High School's class night held in May. Funds for the scholarship are raised at the annual golf tournament. Plans are already in the works for the 12th annual T. Fred Memorial Golf Tournament to be held August 8th. Organizers say they look forward to another successful tournament so they can continue to grant scholarships for many years to come. The news brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate for a great quality service. Give Myron Gross Real Estate a call at 243-4100 or stop by 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.